NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. New Mexico State Senator Crystal Brantley has sent a letter to Attorney General Raul Torres asking for clarification on the state's seven-day waiting period on gun purchases. This comes after a federal appeals court stopped New Mexico's seven-day waiting period on gun purchases, saying the waiting period is likely unconstitutional. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed the bill into law in 2024.
Our gun store owners don't know, while it was ruled unconstitutional, they don't know what operating procedures that they need to abide by. So we're asking the Attorney General to come in, not to pick sides, but to come and just clarify where the law stands today so that all of our gun store owners are operating under one systemic standard, a unified standard.
And New Mexico lawmakers are starting to file bills for the upcoming legislative session. The legislation pre-file period at the Roundhouse began on Friday, and as of Tuesday, in addition to budgetary matters, around 20 bills are already on the docket, all filed by Democratic lawmakers, and include prohibiting juveniles and felons from possessing a firearm, new rules on artificial intelligence, a ban on book banning in public libraries, $8 million for military base impact funding for 2027, a psychological interjurisdictional compact expanding tax credits for tech jobs, and creating a task force to study the feasibility of creating an independent Children, Youth, and Family Services department not under the governor's control. And Tuesday marked the 114th anniversary of New Mexico statehood at the end of the Mexican-American War in 1848 and the signing of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. The New Mexico territory was comprised of all or parts of the current states of California, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Colorado, Wyoming, Oklahoma, Kansas, and New Mexico. For about 64 years, the parts of the other states were taken to complete those states, while New Mexico and Arizona waited to become the 47th and 48th states, respectively. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.